From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Liz Montgomery in Porcupine Soup runs down all the school board hearings on budgets this week ahead of the May 16th voting. The Cairo-Durham Central School District holds its budget hearing at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 4th, in the high school distance learning classroom about a budget with a proposed 3.78% tax levy increase. Bernadette Gavin Palmieri, incumbent, Aniston Keff, Stephen Brandow, incumbent, Claudia Zucker, incumbent, and Nicole Plank compete for three seats on the school board there. The Catskill Central School District has a budget hearing at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd in the high school library for a budget with a 2% tax increase. Henry Hayes, Deborah Johnson, incumbents, Joseph Izzo, Ryan Oswald, incumbents, Lee Helm, and Alan Kozier compete for three seats on the board with a Meet the Candidates forum Monday, May 8th at 6 p.m. in the high school library. The Coxsackie-Athens Central School District holds two budget hearings on Tuesday, May 2nd, with one at 6 p.m. in the Edward J. Arthur Elementary School cafeteria and the other at 7 p.m. in the Coxsackie Elementary School cafeteria. The proposed budget there has a 2.93% tax levy increase. Tara Batchner, the incumbent, Ina Griffin-Gilson, incumbent, Jamie Dorr, incumbent, and Sam Anderson compete for three seats on the Coxsackie School Board. The Greenville Central School District holds its budget hearing at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May 2nd in the Middle School High School Auditorium about a proposed budget with a 2.47 tax levy increase. Kelly Hubicki, Robert Pondicio, and Eric Herbstritt, incumbents, vie for two seats on the board, with a Meet the Candidates forum immediately following the May 2nd budget hearing. The Hunter Tannersville Central School District has a budget hearing at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 4th, in the elementary school cafeteria for a budget with a tax levy increase of 2.31%. The Windham Ashland Jewett Central School District holds its budget hearing at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 9th, in the school library, but does not yet reveal what the proposed tax levy increase is, if any. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Zach Fink in New York State of Politics writes about Governor Kathy Hochul's recent failures and interview May 1st on New York One. After suburban lawmakers shot down her plan to build 800,000 affordable housing units across the state, she said, and I quote, "What's your plan? Because I'm not done. I'm coming back to say, if you can do this on your own, let's see the results." And some communities, 80% of the communities, had to build 80 units or less. That is one apartment building, end quote. Hochul also spoke about her political consultant, Adam Sullivan, who resigned Sunday after a New York Times story included accusations of belittling young female staffers during the campaign last year, and Sullivan running things from Colorado. Hochul said, and I quote, "First of all, he lived in Colorado after he lived in Washington, but he also spent the entire campaign living in New York City, so he wasn't running anything from afar. Of course we spoke. I was very disappointed about what I read in that article in the New York Times. And we spoke and we agreed to part ways. And that is exactly what the status is right now," end quote. Her other recent political defeat was having her pick for Chief Judge Hector LaSalle rejected by the state Senate. Hochul said, and I quote, "I have a brilliant staff, but we also build alliances with members of the legislature. And I would say, after the situation with the chief judge, and you questioned whether or not we could work together to put together a budget, and I said we would, and we did," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Leon Boldstein, the longtime president of Bard College, met several times with Jeffrey Epstein years after the financier was found guilty of soliciting prostitution from a minor in 2008. The college confirmed the story on May 1st after a report in the Wall Street Journal. Mark Premoff, Assistant Vice President of Bard Communications, said that in 2011, the college received, and I quote, two unsolicited donations, end quote, from Epstein, and I quote, totaling $75,000 and 66 laptops, end quote. Premoff said, and I quote, as the primary fundraiser for the college, the president met with Epstein a number of times over a four-year period to determine if more donations would be forthcoming. The answer ultimately was no, end quote. The journal reported that Epstein, and I quote, brought a couple of young female guests, end quote, to Bard. Premoff said, and I quote, based on his expressed interest in supporting classical music, Epstein attended two public summer concerts at Bard in 2016, an opera and a classical concert, arriving and departing with no interactions. There was also visits, end quote. Epstein, besides being the school's president, also conducts the American Symphony Orchestra. Epstein was arrested on federal sex trafficking charges in July 2019 and was found dead by suicide, according to authorities, in a cell in August of the same year. Botstein is quoted in the Wall Street Journal report, and I quote, we looked him up and he was a convicted felon of a sex crime. We believe in rehabilitation, end quote. Botstein told the journal, citing the college's prison initiative program, which provides higher education for incarcerated individuals. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.